This is HPR episode 2031 entitled, A Quick Intro to OBD2 with Android. It is hosted by First Time Post Pope 523 and is about 5 minutes long. The summary is, introduces automobile OBD2 and briefly profiles 3 available apps for Android.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi, this is Joe Harris from Columbus, Ohio, recording my first podcast for HPR on the subject of using onboard diagnostics ports in your automobile with Android devices. The OBD2 standard has been required by American law since 1996 and European law since 2001. You'll find a plug beneath your steering wheel that you can connect to using wired or Bluetooth adapters available cheaply on eBay and from other sources. Some of these adapters can be very expensive, but I'm not aware of what the difference is between the cheap ones and the expensive ones. As far as I can tell, the Bluetooth adapter is simply a serial over Bluetooth connection that allows you to connect to the car's computer and query it using AT commands, just like with the old-fashioned Haze-compatible modems. I'm going to talk about 3 different apps for Android that provide different levels of functionality. The first one's called Carista, and it's a simple app that's used to check codes. When your check engine light comes on and you go to the mechanic or to the auto parts store and they plug the code reader in, they're plugging it into your OBD2 port. That code reader gets back a 4-digit code or codes that correspond to different predefined problems with your engine. Carista does that same thing, basically, and gives you links to explanations about the codes to give you more information about what it actually means. And it includes an overheat alarm to let you know if your engine's overheating. It's a useful app for if you're buying a car. One automobile that I bought, the check engine light was not on, but that turned out to be because someone had disabled the light, but it actually had some engine codes that I didn't find out about until later. The second app is called Dash, and it's advertised as a Fitbit for your car. The focus is on fuel efficiency. It has a configurable dashboard that'll show you the battery voltage, your miles per gallon, and some other basic statistics. A couple drawbacks that I've found with it are every time you start your car or turn off your car, Dash speaks to you, telling you that it's starting a trip or ending a trip, and I found that rather annoying. I was unable to find any place to disable that. Another drawback is that it's not very technical. It's meant for people that want basic information, but not really for hackers. It uses acceleration and braking to give you a score out of 99 points to see if you're accelerating too hard or braking too quickly, to tell you how efficient your drive was. The third and final app that I have to talk about is called Torque, T-O-R-Q-U-E. It comes in a free and pro versions. Honestly, I don't remember what the difference is between the two, but I've been using the pro version for a long time now. It's extremely powerful. It gives you a set of screens that you can configure with your meters and set up dashboards with all the statistics that you can get from the computer. It's very configurable. It's skinnable, so you can customize the way all of your gauges look. You can use plugins like the scan tool plugin, which will scan through all the AT codes to check for any unlisted that might be supported by your car. Some of the displays that it offers, it'll tell you your fuel flow, how many gallons per hour or per minute, your miles per gallon or kilometers per gallon, the fuel trim level. It tracks misfires and tells you which cylinders are having misfires. Engine temperature, engine RPM. In several cars, it'll tell you the level of fuel in your fuel tank if it's supported, which it's not in my car, unfortunately. It gives you an instant fuel efficiency reading, so it'll tell you how many miles per gallon you're getting at that specific moment, or it'll give you a long-term fuel efficiency rating over time. It'll also tell you your battery voltage, the engine airflow, the air intake temperature, and it can be configured with US or Imperial or metric. It has powerful logging features that will allow you to log the values from any of the PIDs that it's probing, and you can configure it to upload it to Torque's own servers with GPS data, so you can keep track of your drives and your car's statistics during those drives. So that's all I have for this episode. I hope that it's been informative for you. Thanks, and I'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.